Ewan, do you need a reason to look forward to Wednesdays?
Always.
The Duluth Superior Film Festival is teaming up with the American Indian Community Housing Organization. They are streaming a film from an Indigenous filmmaker the third Wednesday of every month.
Great. I'll put it on the calendar.
You and Karen Marquita Fornoff, your Cube critics, have some suggestions for your home and even cinematic viewing.
If you love Theater of the Absurd, do we have a pick for you?
It's called French Exit.
And it stars Michelle Pfeiffer, who needs no introduction. You also have Lucas Hedges from Manchester by the Sea. And you also have Imogen Poots, who seems to be everywhere lately, including in The Father, which we reviewed just a few weeks ago.
Now, Michelle Pfeiffer and Lucas Hedges play a desiccated New York socialite and her adult son, Malcolm. And they have burned through most of their fortune, and they take off for Paris with the remnants to hang out in a friend's empty apartment and decide what to do next. And they're a curious pair because they have no apparent skills other than an ability to attract people.
My interest in this film was mainly, where is this going? And how far are they going to take this?
You're thinking, there's not much to this, is there? But it becomes increasingly complicated.
Right. You have a witch. You have some very dramatic dialogue. And there are a lot of characters that they sort of collect. It's like a snowball where they keep rolling with them along throughout the rest of the film.
What I think is fascinating, though, about this is very subtly baked into the script, there is enough ambiguity that you can have great conversations afterwards about what's really going on. And while most of these characters are really unlikable, especially the central two, you really want to know what's going to happen.
I can enjoy a campy film, and I really appreciate when people feel comfortable enough to be weird. This is just not my brand of weird, and that's okay.
It is my brand of weird. I loved it. Let's also talk about Hunger Ward, which is a harrowing portrait of a few days in the life of a malnutrition ward in a children's hospital in the war-torn city of Aden in Yemen. It's a 40-minute film, one of the Oscar-nominated shorts for this year, and it just rips your heart out.
It is a hard film to watch, but that is the point. You see these people treat emaciated children. Some of them die. The camera is right in the hallway as parents and grandparents let out guttural screams in horror. It really does tear you apart.
The Oscar shorts are very popular every year, and you can find this with the rest of the other Oscar-nominated shorts at movie theaters around town. Also, virtually, the Film Society of Minneapolis-St. Paul is providing a link. You have to buy it, but you can see all of the documentaries, the live actions, and the animations. It's a high point of many people's years, and thankfully, we are going to get to share them this year.